Advanced Level English from LinguaPress.com. Greenwashing. What's it all about?
In today's world, many people are very worried about the environment and make an effort to make greener choices. Most of the world's big companies now try to demonstrate that they are eco-friendly and use recyclable packaging and green marketing slogans to show this. However, beneath the surface there's a worrying trend where companies pretend to be greener than they actually are. This is called greenwashing, and it's very important for consumers, particularly young adults, to be aware of the practice. By learning to recognize greenwashing, you can become a better consumer and encourage companies and governments to be more honest in their approach. Greenwashing happens when people promote their products or policies as environmentally friendly, while in actual fact this is not the case. The word became popular in the 1980s when people first began to understand that the world's environment was under threat. Companies and governments began to showcase their so-called eco-friendly practices and policies, often exaggerating or making false claims to attract customers, improve their image, and increase their profits. So why does greenwashing matter? Greenwashing is not just about tricking consumers, it has much more serious consequences. In most situations, it's more expensive to make products using sustainable methods and materials than to do so without bothering about sustainability. So when companies make false claims about their environmental actions, they hurt real efforts towards sustainability and lessen the advantages of genuine green initiatives. This can confuse buyers and also take business away from companies that genuinely care about protecting the environment. For young adults, who increasingly focus on sustainability when they shop, recognizing greenwashing is vital. Let's look at some examples. One famous example of greenwashing is the Conscious Collection marketed by one of the world's biggest clothing companies. According to the advertising, this collection is
a wonderful step towards meeting one of our main goals, which is to use only 100% recycled or other sustainably sourced materials by 2030.
Though this sounds like a very good intention, and indeed is a good intention, many critics argue that the fashion industry's overall business model of fast fashion leads to more consumerism, massive use of energy and natural resources, and waste. By concentrating their marketing on some of their collections that may indeed be genuinely eco-friendly, manufacturers divert attention away from their other collections that definitely are not eco-friendly. Another very serious case of greenwashing occurred in the 2010s with Volkswagen's clean diesel vehicles. After the company marketed these cars as environmentally friendly, it was later discovered that these vehicles actually produced far more pollutants than was claimed. This scandal seriously damaged the company's reputation and public trust in eco-friendly technologies. So how can we recognize greenwashing? As consumers, it's important to be informed so we don't fall for greenwashing tactics. Here are some tips to help detect possible greenwashing. Tip number 1. Look for detailed information. Genuine companies will provide clear data and details about their environmental practices. If you see vague claims like eco-friendly or green without anything to back them up, that could be a sign of greenwashing. Tip number 2. Research certifications. Look for certifications from trusted organizations, as these are only given to products that meet specific environmental friendly standards. Don't rely solely on what a manufacturer says about their own products. Tip number 3. Examine the whole picture. Consider a company's overall business practices. A real commitment to sustainability should be evident in all their products and actions, not just in a single marketing campaign. As environmental challenges continue to grow, more people are trying to buy sustainable products and services. However, greenwashing makes this complicated, highlighting how important it is for consumers, especially young adults, to take great care about what they buy. By understanding greenwashing and being thoughtful when we go shopping, we can promote a better world and support companies that do genuinely aim for a greener future. As the next wave of consumers, young adults have the power to inspire real change and help protect our planet.
The end. And you can find a written version of this text on linguapress.com.